Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to know how much this ministry is touching your life. Please take a moment and email us your story at stories@transformationchurch.net. Also, if you would like to help support this ministry financially, you can do so by visiting us at transformationchurch.net, clicking on the Giving tab, and choosing the giving option that best works for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Thank you guys so much for cheering me on. I am so excited to be with you here today. I personally want to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day. I can't be with you today, Mom, but I love you and I honor you and I'm thankful for all that you've poured into me. And I know that soon, hopefully, really soon, we'll be able to see each other again, you know, hopefully in sunny Florida. But if not, maybe you'll be here in New York. And to my mother in love, Carmen Nieves, I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. Let you know that I love you and I am thankful for you as well. You have also poured into my life and I am blessed by that. So today, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about our mission, our assignment. This message came to me probably about a couple of months ago, and it came to me via another a pastor that I was watching, and he was giving us some tips. And he talked about our assignment and to be faithful to the assignment that God has given to us. And it really ministered to me because during that time, I was going through a tough season. And I was wondering, God, what am I doing here? What am I doing in this place? What am I doing feeling this way, thinking this way? And I can tell you that there was a season, probably about 2, maybe 3 years ago, where I was exhausted. I was mentally exhausted. I was physically exhausted. I was spiritually exhausted. I remember trying to pick up my kids from dropping them off, coming home, taking care of business, working, going to pick them up, hardly being able to drive because I was so fatigued, wishing that Joey drove at the time so that he could take the wheel, and then me coming home and sleeping on the couch for about 2 hours. I was done. I was depleted. And so when that message came to me, I was really encouraged by that. I said, you know what? God has called me to what he has called me to, and I'm going to be faithful in the process. Now, many of you may not know that I am a Mission Impossible fan. I do love Hallmark and Hallmark, as Joe would probably call it, but I love Hallmark, but I also love Mission Impossible. I love Evelyn Salt. I don't know how many of you have ever watched the movie Salt. I love Jason Bourne. I love James Bond. I love good versus evil. I love how good triumphs over evil. That's all fun for me. I love the action. I don't like the blood and the gore, but I do like that whodunit kind of film, that thrill of the chase. So those sometimes I feel as if I am in a Mission Impossible movie, especially lately. The last few months have been a little bit crazy, have been a little bit chaotic, to say the least. And sometimes I feel like I'm chasing bad guys. I'm tired. I'm depleted. I'm exhausted. And I'm wondering if you're feeling like that too. I'm wondering maybe if you're feeling a little depleted, a little exhausted, maybe a little foggy, confused. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're scared. I know that during this time, a lot of these emotions are probably surfacing because we actually have time to feel. Where back probably about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, we were running on E, running on empty. We were just running on Starbucks, coffee, caffeine. We weren't eating well, we're not sleeping well, and now that we actually have time to feel and have time to think, we're actually, all these feelings are actually coming to the surface. And I think that's a good thing, because I think that these are things that God may have been wanting to deal with us with, and now he's actually able, he's got our attention, right? this pandemic has turned our lives upside down. I know that my life has been turned upside down. I am not a go out and eat every day type of person. I am not a mall person. I am not a person that likes to frequent stores or anything like that. But not to have the freedom to do that has been just sad. It's been tough. It's been really, really hard. And I know that my kids are feeling it. I know that we don't like to take them out to certain areas because we don't want them to see the chaos and to see the turmoil and the confusion and the sadness in people's eyes, because everyone's wearing a mask now. People are wearing gloves. People are carrying Lysol and wipes, and it's just chaotic in the stores. There are lines everywhere. It's a different world now, isn't it? It's such a different world, and it feels different. And so this pandemic has caused a lot of us to feel afraid, has caused a lot of us to feel confused. And you know what? We are all navigating uncharted waters, right? None of us have ever been in a pandemic before. None of us have ever been in a situation like this before. And it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to be breaking your diets. How many say amen to that? It's okay for all of us not to be wearing suitable clothing. I know many of us are wearing stretchy pants. I mean, if you had seen me yesterday, it would be a totally different story. But we're all in this together. And for us to feel like this, it's okay. God wants us to deal with the issues and these feelings that we're having. I want to talk to us a little bit about our assignment. I know for me as a mom, my assignment is loving and caring for my kids. And right now, it's taken on a whole other realm, right? Now I'm a teacher. Who would have thought that I would have been a teacher? My greatest fear was homeschooling my kids and them not being or learning how to read, because I knew that if I did that, I would probably not be really good at it. And if you could speak to my Josiah right now, he would probably say, bring back Mrs. Veras, bring back school, because mom is driving me crazy. Because I actually sit with him now, and I kind of go over everything. I make sure things are punctuated, you know, things are, the grammar is correct, spelling is correct, and he is just like, oh my goodness, I can't wait for school to start. I'm not sure if he would really say that, but I think there's a part of him that's probably saying that. Our assignment is we all have a common assignment, right? So our common assignment is to love God, to be surrendered to him, to be a follower of Jesus, right? And we also have specifically crafted assignments that God has given to us specifically. Each of us has a different assignment. They may look a little similar. They may look the same, but they really are different. Now, I came across this verse in the Bible, and it's in Acts 13, verse 2. And it says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Wow, that spoke to me, because it tells me that God has set me apart. God has set you apart for the work for which he has called them. It may not be being president. It may not be leading a huge community. It may be just you being a mom, you being a good wife, maybe a good husband. If you guys are married, whatever it is that you're doing right now, I believe that God has called you to it. And if God has called you to it, he has equipped you. God has equipped you with the things that you need to fulfill your calling, to fulfill your assignment. Your assignment could be being a good mom, like I said, being a good wife or a husband. Maybe you're a caretaker to your parents. I know that my mom and my dad right now are taking care of my 87-year-old grandmother. That's tough. But like my mom says, this is what God has called me to do, and I'm going to do it most of the time with joy and most of the time with patience, right? How many of us take care of ourselves? As women, I'm speaking to moms now and women in general, but as women, a lot of the times we neglect self-care. We neglect ourselves. Many of us will go without a haircut for 2 or 3 years. I met a woman whose hair was all the way down to past her knees, and I had asked her, "Wow, you have such beautiful hair." She goes, "I know, I want to get it cut." And I'm like, "Well, why don't you get it cut?" "Oh, I don't really have the money. Everything is going to the kids." Well, you know, it's time for us to kind of take care of ourselves, right? Go get the nails done when everything opens up. Go get your hair done. Go take some time for yourself. Take some time to prepare your meals. Maybe it's something healthy for your body. Maybe it's going for that walk. You know, going for a walk, doing some exercises, getting yourself spiritually connected to God. Many of us are busier now than ever before, but I do believe that we can take the time to cultivate a truly intimate relationship with God during this time. And I believe that God desires for us not to go back to normal as it was, but to have a new normal. And that is being closer to our families. That is spending more time with God, worshiping, reading the Bible, going for a walk with God, journaling, praying, singing, whatever that may look like for you in getting closer to God. I know that God wants to meet you there. Some of us may need to go to family members and start asking for forgiveness. Some of us may need to repair relationships that have been damaged. What about that? That's something that God may be assigning you to do. It's hard, but if you do it and you're obedient, I know that there will be great blessing. Maybe it's going back to school or maybe changing careers. Now, our assignments may look a little bit different, but we have all been assigned to stick with what we have been given to do. I want to reread Acts 13:2. And it says, "While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.'" So the Holy Spirit says, now put your name where the name Barnabas is. "I have set apart Ruth. I have set apart Jessica. I have set apart Susan. I have set apart Samantha. I have set apart Leslie and Liz and Tish and Joe and Rich and Don. I have set apart these people. I have set you apart for the work which I have called you." Is it uncomfortable? Probably. Is it hard? Yes, it's hard. But if he has called you, he will equip you, and he will empower you to do what he has called you to do. God has entrusted you with your kids, and God has entrusted you with your marriage. He has entrusted you with your home. And if he's entrusted you with it, don't you think that he knows that you're the woman for the job, that you're the man for the job, that you're the mom to those kids? If you haven't heard it today, it's something that I know that my husband loves to share. You're doing better than you think you are. And many times we as moms feel that our kids are going to need therapy later on, that our kids are going to need some extra help because of the damage that we have done. We serve a faithful God. We serve a God who moves mountains. We serve a God who heals and restores, right? So whatever you think you're doing wrong, God is telling you, don't worry about it. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep loving. Keep cheering on your family. I am cheering you on. We have two options. Now, we can quit or we can continue with the mission, with the assignment that God has equipped you for. Now, there are people in the Bible, if you read throughout the Bible, you'll read that there are many people who fulfilled their assignment, who stuck with their assignment, and then there are people who did not. I think of King David. King David is called a man after God's own heart in 1 Samuel 13 and in Acts 13, 22. But he dropped the ball when instead of being on the front lines with his men fighting the Ammonites, he was home in Jerusalem sleeping with the wife of one of his generals. So if you read the story in 2 Samuel 11, you'll read the mess that he created when he should have been on assignment. But instead, he decided to stay home, take a staycation, and ended up having a one-night stand. And I think Bathsheba, the woman that he slept with, should have said, "I have a ringy with another dinghy." Okay? Now, one of my favorite speakers, her name is Bianca Olfoff, and she uses the hashtag, no ringy, no dinghy. So I knew that I had to use it in my message today. Poor Bathsheba, she should have stuck with taking her shower and going to bed. Instead, she was summoned by the king, and she ended up having a one-night stand with King David. Had he been on assignment, he would have avoided a lot of trouble, including the death of Bathsheba's loyal and faithful husband and the death of King David and her firstborn child, which was born out of that one-night stand. I also think of Florence Chadwick. She was a long-distance swimmer. So back in 1956, she decided to swim from the shores of California to Catalina Island. And she had a team with her. She had all these boats with her. And she began to fatigue. Now, the day was awful. The day was foggy. It was misty. It was cold. And she decided that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it. She jumped in the water, and she began to swim. There were sharks all around her. Her team was warding off sharks and making sure that she was okay. But at a certain point, she started to talk to herself. She started to negative talk to herself. She started hearing the voices, it's too far. You've done enough. You swam long enough. You're too far from the finish line. You're not going to make it. And after about 15 hours of swimming, she quit. She asked to be brought into the boat, and after she caught her breath, she noticed the shoreline of Catalina Island. Had she gone one more mile, she would have reached her finish line. One more mile. She quit before she completed her assignment. We do the same thing. We can talk ourselves out of almost anything if we say the right things or the wrong things. Many of us believe the lies we tell ourselves. King David and Florence had this in common. They did not stick with the assignment God had entrusted them with, and the consequences were death, defeat, and despair. And if we're not careful, church, if we're not careful to cling to God and to stick with our assignment, we may leave behind the same exact devastation. It is always hardest or darkest right before our breakthrough. So don't quit. Don't allow the negative self-talk. Now I think of our beautiful Savior, our beautiful Jesus. I think how awful my life would be had he not finished his assignment. Had he not completed his assignment, where would you or I be? Where would any of us be? And some of us probably would have lost our minds, our lives, our families, our jobs, our homes, our hope, and our peace. We would all be bound for hell. And that's the truth. We would all be bound for hell because had he not completed his assignment, there would be no heaven. There would be no salvation. There would be no hope. There would be no peace. There would be no lasting joy. Jesus completed his assignment by living and dying. Did he want to die? Did he want to be tortured for 12 hours? But after much prayer and weeping, He understood that his assignment was to live and die for you and for me. God isn't calling you to die for mankind, but he's asking you to stick with your assignment. He was obedient to the Father's will. It wasn't easy, but thank God he completed it. The scriptures are chock full of evidence of why he came into the world and what his assignment was. He came to save us. He came to love us. He came to redeem us. He came to give us life and life more abundantly. Jesus knew what his assignment was and did it until it was completed. And was he scared? I believe so. And was he overwhelmed? Absolutely. But he finished with excellence what he was entrusted to do. Jeremiah 29, 11 and 12, and many of us know it, and some of us don't, and that's why I'm going to read it to you today, says that, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." He has planned our assignment. God knew that you would be the mom to the kids that you have. He knew that you would be the wife to the man that you're married to, and vice versa. God knew exactly what you would need and what your family would need. And he assigned this task to you, this assignment to you from before conception. How is it that we can stick to our assignment? What is it that we can do to complete our assignment with excellence or to continue our assignment with excellence? Where Jeremiah 29, 11 and 12 tells us, call on him. God wants us to call out to him. The calling out to him should be audible. It could be a whisper. It could be a yell. It could be you telling him, "Jesus, here I am." If you were on a deserted island and there was a plane coming over you, right, you would be jumping up and down in the sand. You'd be saying, "Hello, it's me. I'm down here." And God wants us to call out to him. Call out to him. He's there. He's waiting to listen. He is waiting. He also wants you to come to him. You know, when I think of coming to him, I think of maybe a long-lost friend or long-lost family member that haven't maybe seen each other in many, many years. Maybe it's going to be like us reuniting with our loved ones and family at the end of this stay-at-home order, at the end of this pandemic, running to one another, embracing one another, and clinging to one another. God wants us to come to him just like that. He wants us to call to him, and he wants us to come to him. And then he wants us to pray to him. He wants us to talk to him. Before asking for anything, why not tell him how amazing he is, how wonderful he is, how beautiful he is, how much it is that you love him? Start there, and then afterwards, he wants to hear what you have to say. He wants to hear your needs, right? He wants us to ask, "God, help me. I'm struggling here. I'm trying to be a good mom. I'm trying to be patient with my children. I'm trying to do all the right things, God, and I'm failing, and I feel like I'm failing, God. Give me the strength that I need. Give me the push that I need to be better. Heavenly Father, talk to me. Heavenly Father, I need you. I cannot do this without you." And I guarantee you that as you talk to him and as you call out to him and cry out to him and pray to him, I'm here to tell you that he will listen. Not only is he listening, but he will respond. He has empowered you. He has set you apart. He has said, "You are called for this." Esther, in the book of Esther, she was called to go before the king to save her people. And she says, "I have been called for such a time as this. You have been called for such a time as this to be the person that you are today in the world that you're living in the house that you're living in, with the people that you're living with, and even working with the people you're working with," right? God has a plan in all of this, and he has empowered you to fulfill, not just fulfill, but to stay within your assignment. In the 23 years that Joe and I have been in ministry, there have been many, many times that we have said, man, maybe it's time to quit. Maybe it's time to go, and maybe we haven't used the word quit. But I know many times we have felt very fatigued and discouraged. It could be by a number of things, but God hadn't released us, and because he hadn't released us, we were at peace knowing that if he hadn't released us, he had empowered us and equipped us to continue our mission, to continue our assignment. It hasn't been easy, but man, it's been worth it. I'm wondering, had we quit before we were released by God to go? Had we left? Had we quit? Had we thrown in the towel? I'm afraid to say that. I'm afraid to look back and see, hey, maybe there would have been some casualties, some pain, not just for the people that we would have left or done, you know, or left, or the mission, that the assignment we would have left, but also for us. And speaking to you as a mom, I can say that what we're doing and saying has lasting effects on our families. And many times I catch myself in frustration, and I can see the tinge of pain in my children's eyes when I've said something cutting, or I have been short or not patient. And those are times where God says, okay, it's time to just back up a little bit. It's time to ask for forgiveness, and it's time to move forward. And I am not perfect, and not that you think I am, but in case it was any question, I struggle just like you do. I have a hard time just like you do. I try. I do, and then I leave the rest up to God. I pray, and I say, Lord, I'm your servant. I'm your maidservant. I have been chosen for this. Help me to complete it, and help me to do a good job so that I can honor you. I also want to leave great memories for my kids. I sometimes ask, hey, when you guys get married and you start your own families and you talk to your kids, what are you guys going to say about mom and dad? Oh, you mom, you were a little crazy. You were tough. But I can remember popcorn on family night. And I can remember this, and I can remember that. And I always tell them, don't remember the bad. Remember the good. Let's create beautiful memories. Let us continue to be the people, the women, the moms that God has called us to be. I want to leave you with, your assignment has been given to you by God. And again, your assignment may look different than the person next to you, but know this, that God is with you. God is your peace. God is your strength. He has empowered you to complete your assignment, to stay in your assignment, and to do it well. Extend grace to yourself when you fail, because we're all going to fail. Extend grace. Extend grace to yourself, just like you would extend grace to someone else. Forgive yourself and say, you know what? I have to forgive myself, and then I have to move on. Now, for some of us, discovering our assignment may mean surrendering our lives to Jesus. And I'm assuming that there are some that are watching here this morning that have not surrendered their lives to the Lord, that have not made Jesus the Lord of their life. And if that is you today, I want to give you an opportunity to say, hey, you know what, Lord, Jesus, I want to surrender my life to you. I want to finish my assignment with excellence. I want to know what my purpose is. I want to know what my assignment is. God, empower me. Teach me. And I surrender my life and I surrender all to you. The journey will not be easy, but it will be worth it. I want to pray with you this morning.